she had so much expenses and everything still that she'd call me and say, "Mother, I need so much money." And I'd go direct to the post office and put it in airmail. So she'd get it the next day.
There's a couple of things that we missed about the weather that I wanted to ask you about. If no rain came around here for weeks and weeks, what do you call it?
Drought.
Okay. And if the weather changes in the fall when all of a sudden it, you get up one morning and it feels good outside but it's cold, what do you say? It's what?
Say that.
Okay. When you first go outdoors in the fall and you've had warm weather and then you find that it's real cold, but it feels good, you say that it's rather what? You said this morning it's rather...
chilly.
Okay. Do you ever say anything like snappy, sharp, or anything like that?
No. I just say, oh, it's chilly or cold this morning.
Uh-huh. And from which direction do we have the wind in Watson Chapel?
Well, if it's turning cold, it's from the north. And if it's turning warmer, it's from the south or southeast.
Do you ever have any from...
And if it's going to rain or snow, maybe it'll be from the east. And when you get an east wind, you just know that it's, if it's warm enough, it's going to rain.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's cold enough, it's going to snow.
Mm-hmm. And do you ever have any from the southwest?
Yes, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually the direction we get our tornadoes from.
Mm-hmm. The southwest.
They come start this way, come on up around this way.
Mm-hmm.
To the southwest, to the northwest.
You said that your parents had I can't remember whether it was your home or your parents' home, had a fireplace at each end of it, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
What did they have in the fireplace to hold the logs?
Andiron.
All right. And that black stuff that came down in the fireplace was the...
soot.
Okay, and the part that the smoke went out was the...
chimney.
Okay. And what did you call the different sizes of wood, the wood that you used to start the fire?
Papa called it kindling, because at that time he owned all that acreage and he had lots of pine woods that he sold to my husband after he come there and was sawmilling in that community. He sold him a lot of pine, big pine, virgin pine, and then he had bought his father's place from his brother and sister, and well, they'd just go back in those woods where pines had been cut down or they had fallen down, and where they'd rotted, and they'd leave the core of the pine and maybe a knot where the limbs had been, and they'd call that pine knots, and they'd have them haul up, have the boys that work for him haul up a wagon load or two of those for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd cut those pine knots, or that rich pine, up into splinters, little fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's the way he'd start the fire in the fireplaces.
And did you ever have anything built out from the fireplace there, the top part, what did you call it?
Yeah, mantles. It was
okay.
Solid.